members of the council. We also oppose this motion strongly. I suppose with the committee vote, it's a foregone conclusion in a way that, in particular since it seems to be getting encouraged by the agency all the way to the top, that this option will end up in a framework and from the sense I get, even possibly approved for action. So for the non-lawyers, let me summarize what I'm doing is building a record here, because I think this is clearly a violation of NEPA. I think it violates the spirit and the substance of NEPA. It was developed explicitly to avoid environmental review. That's on the record. The basis for this assumes a decision that hasn't been yet made through the Omnibus Habitat Amendment about what value the different closed areas are providing. It segments a significant part of the Omnibus Habitat Amendment analysis for the explicit purpose of avoiding review, and it forecloses the efficacy of alternatives in the Omnibus Habitat Amendment. We will fight this strenuously. But what makes this potentially legal action even worse from my perspective is that it's a bad and unnecessary option to put on the table. This council is looking at real scarcity, scarcity of PDT resources, scarcity of council resources, scarcity of agency resources, scarcity of fish. Unlike some of the speakers earlier today that were talking about all the problems with the yellowtail flounder assessment, what I listened to yesterday was Chris Legault's statement that there's not a single positive element that the scientists saw with yellowtail flounder, not a single positive sign. Potentially opening up what we consider to be a loophole that provides no clear benefits to the group of fishermen who are going to be caught up in a financial disaster because some of these low quotas is going to apply to everybody, and everybody's not in the same situation. I think we all know that. With the scarce amount of fish that you have to allocate and the limits you have on some of those stocks, you would, with this option, not be using those fish to advance any of the data gaps or needs you all talk about so passionately, whether the ecosystem questions that need to be answered, whether the socioeconomic questions that need to be answered. These options, those fish are just going to get picked by whichever sector goes forward and can get their ops plans through the agency. You're not going to control that process. And then finally, this is clearly, to me anyway, going to increase gear conflicts and protected species problems that are going to backlash against coastal fishermen. And I don't know why all coastal fishermen can't see that. It's probably my own ignorance. The justification for this, if the council will bear with me for a little bit longer, is that these are just, say, closed area two is just a haddock closure for haddock mortality, and now that we've got the quota system, we can get rid of it. It's not functional anymore. I only went fishing on one commercial fishing boat. It was a really valuable experience. It was a scallop route in the closed area two. And that was 1996 when the area got closed, and I think for each tow, each hour tow we had, we got three totes of scallops, and our landings were split pretty much evenly by the pound between scallops, yellowtail, and monktails. The haddock mortality closure produced, in part, the scallop fishery we have today. So the notion that this is just about haddock mortality and there are not other productivity factors involved that the SASI model doesn't capture, to me, is just wrong. And I think a lot of people know that. I would urge you very strongly to look at the existing tools you have. What worries me, I guess, most about this from a process standpoint is that there are a lot of smart people around this table. I saw David Gaethel asking a lot of really good questions about a halibut tagging program. an EFA, exempted fisheries permit for a halibut tagging program. I mean, you know, in the scheme of things, that's a gnat. You are, through this option, going to be turning those kinds of decisions over to the sectors to come forward and the agency to make the decisions. You are abdicating any authority and management responsibility you have to the agency, which many of you don't trust, to make these allocation decisions of who's going to get those scarce fish. It just boggles my mind. You have existing tools. You should be in this framework developing the exempted fisheries program or the special access program. We've had a lot of those. Where's the evidence of the results of those? I know there was a state EFP program. I know that the Hook guys want to get into the Nantucket Lightship to do non-groundfish fishing. That's a no-brainer for me. I think they should do it with the extra large mesh. I think there'd be no habitat impacts, little groundfish impacts. But you need to target your scarce fish resources and your scarce staff resources to the areas that will not just kill one bird, but two or three or four birds with that allocation of fish. And by doing this, you are throwing away that opportunity, and I strongly urge you to reject the option. Thank you.